Thank you for tuning into Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio. We trust you'll enjoy this musical selection to bring you peace, comfort and hope.
Soul shall find loving soul. Love and mercy found me. There the bright and morning star sheds its beams
of God was satisfied, for every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ, I live. Of the world by darkness slain, then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again, and as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his. And he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns to take me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand. For I am his and he is mine. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
Songs of Praise endeavors to draw your heart, mind, and soul to a closer relationship with your Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. The wind is blowing down the quiet river. A shining road that carries you along. Oh, baby boy, my love will last forever. If you're to live, I must give you up to God. I know our God will guide, protect, and keep you. Teach you faith and hold you by the heart. Though your mother's heart is broken by your leaving, our Father knows just who He is and who you are. I wish that life wasn't always ending up this way, with heaven at stake and much to pay. But you and God's loving plan might be the missing part. You must live, so I give you to His heart. A shining road that leaves me all alone. Life for you's worth losing you forever. Someday we'll stand in God's fair land forevermore. I wish that life wasn't always ending up this way. But you in God's loving plan might be the missing part. You must live, so I give you to His heart. I wish that life wasn't always ending up this way, with heaven's love at stake and much to pay.
Calvary, take my place. It's Then I ask myself this question: who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray not my will but thine for?
If you're enjoying this music, encourage your friends to listen to this program each week.
There, oh. It's not what's on the outside that matters. Jesus can see our hearts. The things we see can get in the way. We need to learn to look a different way. Take a look, but on the inside, you can try and pretend that everything is fine. Jesus knows everything. The things we see all fade away. What is the state of your heart today? Take a look, but on the inside, you can try and pretend that everything is fine. Take a look, but on the inside, you can try and pretend that everything is fine. God can see right into you. Maybe it's time to start from the inside.
Maybe it's time to start from the inside.
Maybe it's time to start.
Holy, holy, Such as we have never known, where the angels sing the praises of the Lamb upon the throne. Their sweet hearts are ever tuneful, and their voices always clear. Oh, that we might be more like them while we serve the Master here. What the angels sing, and I expect to help them make the courts of heaven ring. But when I sing redemption's story, they will fold their wings, for angels never felt the joys that our salvation brings.
But I hear another anthem blending, voices clear and strong. Unto him who hath redeemed us and hath bought us is the song. We have come through tribulation to this land so fair and bright. In the fountain freely flowing, he hath made our garments white. Holy, holy is what the angels sing, and I expect to help them make the courts of heaven ring. But when I sing redemption's story, they will fold their wings, for angels never felt the joys that our salvation brings. Then the angels stand and listen, for they cannot join that song. Like the sound of many waters by that happy blood-washed throng. For they sing about great trials, battles fought, and victories won. And they praise the great Redeemer who hath said to them, well done. So although I'm not an angel, yet I know that over there I will join a blessed chorus that the angels cannot share. I will sing about my Savior who upon dark Calvary freely pardoned my transgressions, died to set the sinner free. Holy, holy is what the angels sing, and I expect to help them make the courts of heaven ring. But when I sing redemption's story, they will fold their wings. For angels never felt the joys that our salvation brings.
Invite your family and friends to also enjoy Songs of Praise.
In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along. Where the waters cool flow bathes the weary one's feet, God leads his dear children along. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives us all in the night season.
God leads his dear children along. Away up in glory, eternity's day, God leads his dear children along. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives us all in the night season and all the day long.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore.
We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirit shall sorrow no more. Not a sigh for the blessing of rest. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall meet on that beautiful shore.
We here at 3ABN Australia Radio are delighted to share songs of praise with you. We look forward to your company next time.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Harold Harker.
This story is entitled The Fiery Furnace. Psalm 107:19-21 reads, "Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them out of their distresses. He sent His word and healed them, and delivered them from their destruction. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men." When I lived in Belize, it was still called British Honduras. We moved there in 1975 to help build a hospital in a little town called Cayo. After completing the hospital, we moved down to a smaller town called Benque Viejo, next to the Guatemalan border, where my dad purchased 125 acres of land on the outskirts of town. I was almost 13 at the time, so my dad asked me if I wanted to earn some money. Obviously I did. So he bought me a nice horse along with a single bottom plow, a harrow, and a cart from the Hutterites that lived nearby. He agreed to pay me the same wage as any grown man was earning in town, working as a carpenter or a skilled tradesman, which was 25 cents an hour. Whoopee! I was making real money. $2 a day, Belizean. $1. I took my horse and ploughed a few acres and planted everything, tomatoes, carrots, onions, cabbage and more. I even put in a banana and orange plantation consisting of about 30 trees of each. Every Tuesday and Thursday for 3 years, I took my produce into town with my horse and cart and sold it on the street corners. My horse, whose name was Lady, was the best horse a guy could have. She was so smart that when I had finished selling on one street corner, I would tell her to go and wait at the next one until I finished talking. And she would go down the street, around the corner, and wait at the right spot till I showed up. Another little game we used to play early in the morning when I would go out to the pasture to find her was that I would see her but pretend not to. Then I would start calling her name and looking around. She would find the nearest tree, even if it was only 4 inches around, and stand behind it, peeking out. As I moved around, she would shuffle around behind the tree until I would turn around and say, "I found you." Then she would snort and come running. I noticed that there was only white bread in the village, so I asked an old man from Guatemala to show me how to build an adobe brick oven that was fired by wood. He showed me how, and I built it. Then I went up to the Mennonite colony and purchased bran from them as they brought it in from Canada to feed their chickens. I mixed 40% bran with 60% white flour and made a nice light brown bread. Now I had bread to sell in town with my produce. All the money that came from the sale of this stuff went toward a new primary school that Dad was building on the property. Things were going well, and the school was built. There were about 30 kids attending it, and Dad had found a young American girl from California with a teaching degree who was willing to come and teach at the school. Things were great. I was ploughing the fields with my horse, going to school, and baking 200 loaves of bread twice a week at 4 in the morning. In my spare time, I was wandering the jungle, collecting poisonous snakes for the British Army. They paid me a whopping $5 per snake, and I would find caves back in the jungle and explore them for hours on end. One Christmas, when I was almost 15, I started to like girls. I had my eye on a pretty Spanish girl in town. Late that Christmas night, I snuck out to town to go to the dance that was at the soccer field. I stayed out till 4 in the morning dancing to ABBA. Then I ran home to start the fire and bake the 200 loaves of bread. I had started the fire and mixed everything together by hand, as there was no electricity in those days. Then I sat down to let it rise. Well, I fell asleep, and when I woke at around 7 a.m, the fire had almost gone out, and the bread was running over the large mixing tub. I punched the bread back down and put more wood on the fire, but it wouldn't start. I grabbed a quart of kerosene and threw it in the oven. Then I tried to light the first match, but it broke. The second one wouldn't light either. And by the time I got the third match to light, the kerosene had run down, hit the coals, and started to evaporate. Yes, you know what happened next. Everything blew up, including me. The blast was so big that it blew me back more than 30 feet. When I got up, I was fried from my waist up, had no hair, no fingernails. I was in really bad shape. I thought for a moment, then grabbed the water hose and sat down with it pouring over me. I called for my mum as my dad was away in Texas. She came running and screamed when she saw me. I think it was then that I knew I was severely burned. She yelled for my older brother, who was visiting us for a while, and he came and put me in the truck. They covered me with wet towels and took off for the new hospital we had helped build in Cayo. I only remember about the first 2 miles of the trip, and then the pain set in, and I went unconscious for the next 5 days. When I awoke, I was bandaged from my head to my waist, and my eyes were taped shut because they were badly burned too. The American doctor came in and said that I had severe third-degree burns and would need to be flown back to the States for skin graft treatment as soon as possible. I had a friend back in Canada when I was 5 whose dad had been severely burned in a mill fire. I remember what he looked like after many skin grafts. It was awful, and I didn't want any. I asked the doctor and he said there was no way that it would heal on its own. It was too severe. They fed me through a straw for another week and then uncovered my left eye so I could see a little bit. Then I asked my mum to come and get me. She did and took me back to her house where they put up a mosquito net on the porch because I stunk quite badly. I lay there for the next 4 months, refusing to go back to America for skin grafts. The next day, after I returned from the hospital, many people from the village came to see me. One of the old women who came said she would get a doctor from the jungle in Guatemala to come and heal me. I thanked her and tried to smile in appreciation. After a few days, an old man showed up and said he was asked by the villagers to come and help me get better. I asked where he was from and he said, "I live far in the jungle, about 3 days' walk away," and he pointed toward Guatemala. I realized that this must be the doctor that the old lady said she would send, or as I called him, the witch doctor. He brought lots of leaves, oils, and ground up powders with him. He unwrapped all my bandages and cleaned off the white burn cream that the American doctor had given my mum to put on it. It really hurt, but I knew that the people of the village had asked him to come because they really cared about me, and, in turn, I wanted to show them the same respect. I did everything the witch doctor asked, even drinking stuff that I thought might be snake oil. Yuck! He crushed the leaves and applied them and the oils directly onto the burns. He said some were to help me with the pain and others were to help with the healing of the skin. He did this every day for a week. I got immediate relief from the pain, and I can tell you firsthand, there is nothing worse than the pain of being burned. After a week, a strange film that looked like saran wrap appeared, which I presumed it was a thin layer of skin. He left a whole bunch of his potions with me and said, "You'll be okay if you keep doing this until it's all gone." After a month, there was clearly a thin film of skin starting to grow. It was very fragile. If I bumped it, it would tear and bleed. It was about a year before I could put my shirt on and off without tearing my skin. For the next 3 years, if I strained to pick up something or arm wrestled my brother, the pores on my upper body would seep little drops of blood. I am glad to say that if you saw me today, you would never know I had been burned. About 10 years later, I saw the American doctor who treated me. When he saw me, he said, "I heard you never received skin graft. Take your shirt off. Let me see what's happened to you." I took it off, and he stood there quietly examining me. And then he said, "Well, there is no medical explanation for this. All I can say is, if you believe in miracles, then this is what it must be." The publisher's comment: "This is one example of where God sends help in many different ways. In this story, God has used natural remedies to heal, even though they were suggested by a man who didn't know God." A reflection associated with this story comes from Ministry of Healing, page 226. The Lord's promise: "They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover," Mark 16:18, is just as trustworthy now as in the days of the apostles. It presents the privilege of God's children, and our faith should lay hold of all that it embraces. Christ's servants are the channel of his working, and through them he desires to exercise his healing power. It is our work to present the sick and suffering to God in the arms of our faith. We should teach them to believe in the great healer.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
Let's listen to William Ackland as he shares a psalm from his paraphrase of the Bible called The Gift.
David also wrote Psalm 19, and it is for the choir director. "The heavens declare God's glory. The heavens herald the glory of the Lord. Day and night they show what he has made. Every day they speak to us of God, and night after night they reveal his power. In every language of earth they speak to all his people. Their voice sounds throughout the earth, the words of their song to the end of the world. In the heavens God has provided a place for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his room, and like an athlete eager to run a race. It rises in the eastern sky and goes on in a circular way to the west. Nothing on earth escapes from its heat. God's perfect law restores man's soul. The testimonies of his word are certain, giving wisdom to the simple. The precepts of the Lord are righteous, causing the people to rejoice. The commandments are pure, awakening the mind. The fear of the Lord is pure, lasting forever. His justice is always true and righteous. These are much more worth than gold, even the finest gold that can be found, even sweeter than honey in the comb. By your word, your servants are counseled, and in keeping them there is great reward. Has anyone understood his failings? Cleanse me, O Lord, from my secret faults. Keep me, I pray, from willful sins, so that they do not have control over me. Only then shall I be blameless and innocent of much wickedness. May the words I say and the thoughts of my mind be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.